This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
We've heard some really wonky stories out of the hospitals, especially in light of this whole trans movement, if you want to call it that. I mean, it's been a movement for a while, but it seems as though things have ramped up in the last number of years. And thankfully, the Trump administration has been trying to squash some of the ridiculous policies, right?
It's a re-movement.
I like that.
Things.
Well, they're moving a lot of things and not in the best way.
No.
There's this video that Libs of TikTok posted, and it was this woman supposedly is an ER nurse who's playing through the scenario that she dealt with, and it just blows your mind. Listen to this.
All right, so definitely to rule out your pneumonia, we're going to need a chest x-ray, but prior to that, because it's radiation, we're going to need a pregnancy test. Oh, you're trans? Okay, let me just check the chart. Yes, yeah, I do see you're trans. Sorry about that. It's right here. Let me just call x-ray. Yes, hi, x-ray. Patient XYZ, yes, I see that you ordered a pregnancy test before their chest x-ray, but this patient is actually trans. Yep, yeah, I know the current sex says female, but if you look directly below that, it says that their birth sex was male. You can see that, okay. So what's the question? You still absolutely need the pregnancy test. Okay. So I'm just gonna run this by you real quick. You want my patient, who is a trans girl, to go to the bathroom, to whip out their male parts that they still have, to pee in a cup, to see if they're pregnant with the uterus that they don't currently or have ever had. Yes, that is correct. Okay.
I mean, that's what the money's being used for at the hospitals. Now, thank goodness it's not like my tax dollars are funding that. But, I mean, they are getting money, right, in some sense from...
Well, the insurance company's having to pay for the stupid blood test, right?
If they're running a blood test, yeah. I mean, that's what we're up against right now. It's total stupidity.
It's a lack of willingness to apply common sense to a situation.
Acceptance that the guy has a schlong. I mean, I don't know how else I can say it. The guy doesn't have a uterus. He can't be pregnant. I don't care if he has a wig and wears makeup and... wears a dress and paints his fingernails. I don't care. You can't get pregnant. Stop with the nonsense, okay? If you want to go around and say that your name is now Susie and it was Frank before, and again, do all those things, I can't stop you. But stop wasting time and resources, okay, at the hospital or anywhere else for us to try to go along with some lie. I mean, that's what this is. And it's so dumbfounding when you hear about this, assuming that this is accurate. I mean, the nurse sounded legitimate, but you never know with things online these days. You do have to be very careful. That's insane. And then, Mark, I sent you a link the other day. This was a situation out of a California Planet Fitness where there was a woman who'd walked into the women's restroom locker room, and there was some guy who said he was trans and he was in one of the stalls. But if you've gone into the bathroom with a bunch of stalls, you can sometimes see the shadow, right, kind of underneath on the floor. And he was doing something there. All right, I'll let you fill in the blank.
Wait a minute. I think I know what he was doing. Let's go to the president for that one. Is that okay?
And she got schlonged.
Is that okay?
Well, we're just going to go with that.
Go ahead. That's right.
And so she could tell what this person was doing, and she went to report it and said that the Planet Fitness employees were all very young and, well, felt very awkward and didn't know what to do. So it ended up being this young girl's boyfriend who went in and knocked on the stall and said, "Hey, dude, get out of there. I don't care if you're a man or a woman." Well, first of all, if you're a man, you should not be in the women's locker room or restroom. But on top of that, I don't care what you are. You shouldn't be doing that.
Let me guess. Planet Fitness fired him for daring to go in and run a freak out of the wrong bathroom.
No, this is just the woman's boyfriend. Not an employee. The employees were very nervous, and the woman said, she goes, "I don't blame the employees because, you know, it was a very awkward situation, but they didn't really do much." It was how she described the whole situation.
Well, it hasn't been long since we had that situation out there at last year, wasn't it? At Lifetime Fitness
in West County.
In Ellisville. Yeah.
And that guy was, I mean, I'm scary looking, to be honest with you. If my young child were around him and you're expecting these young girls to be changing in front of him, absolutely not.
Here's the thing about it. When it gets down to it, as much talk as there is about reversing all these woke policies, has it really happened? The YMCA, Planet Fitness, I would have to guess, most of them. Lifetime, if you belong to one of these big gyms, read the fine print on what they're going to allow to exist in your locker room with you. And most of them are too afraid to take a stand on it. They've got some, you know, wishy-washy wording in there that says if somebody, you know, thinks they're a woman, that they can go in the women's bathroom along with your 12-year-old daughter. I mean, it's sick is what it is. And it's like a weed. It has wrapped its tentacles and its roots around big corporate America in such a way that getting rid of it all is just about impossible. That's why you have things like this that pop up that you're talking about.
The genie's out of the bottle, and it's really hard. Once you have let it out, it's very hard to do anything.
Well, I've never heard it called a genie before, but I think you're right.
I didn't go there. Apparently, people are taking to what
I know.
See your comments on Facebook.
You and President Trump.
She got schlonged.
I mean, you have to just acknowledge what's going on here because of the absurdity of it. I mean, at some point, it just gets ridiculous, and I'm tired of it. But I can't not talk about this because I keep hearing of these situations. And despite the work that Trump has done to weed some of this out, where our tax dollars are being used to pay for these things and the children are having their parts chopped off, right, and parents aren't even aware of what's going on with hormone blockers, puberty blockers, all these different things, we've obviously done a lot of work in the right direction on that, but there's clearly still a lot of work to do. And you think that this sounds crazy and outlandish, but I'll guarantee you, I'll bet you anything it's happening here in the area and we just don't hear about it. It takes someone like that supposed ER nurse, and quite frankly, I don't really know where she works, and she certainly wouldn't ever say it. She'd probably lose her job if she hasn't already. But
yeah, you got to wonder about that because somebody recognized her, and somebody will say, well, people will know where she works because they know her, and word will get out that it was XYZ Medical Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's the shame about it. People need to understand. She's like a whistleblower. People need to understand what's going on here.
I'm sorry. I'm reading a message from our text line, which, by the way, we have open. It's 314-241-9797 if you want to comment on anything. Or, by the way, if we have a guest coming up, like Mark, you mentioned John Lamping at 637, feel free to reach out and send us a question you want us to ask our guest. But anyway, someone wrote, hey, Kim, this is Mark's friend, Steve. Your story isn't really a shock. A friend of mine had a brother who died from cancer. When his wife got the final bill, there were charges for pap smears. The hospital insisted it was a legitimate charge. This was over 20 years ago.
Wow.
Well, yep. Men, you can't get a pap smear. I'm sorry.
Nothing to smear there, generally speaking. unless you failed biology completely.
Well, and apparently a lot of people have.
Apparently a lot of people
Well, they probably
have.
Went That's to the Quality true. Learning Center.
Yeah, well, this is a true fact. All right, well, it's food for thought this morning, so to speak.
It's a lot of thought. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it is. All right, well, coming up, you know what today is, don't you? It is January 6th. It is the six-year anniversary of what happened in Washington, D.C., that the left in this country will try to convince you was some violent revolution, the first unarmed violent revolution in the history of the world, apparently. But we're going to talk more about that because it just so happens your host was there that day. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.